This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Google, the wildly popular web search engine, has quietly introduced a new utility. It's called Google Desktop. It uses the familiar, simple interface that's made Google the number one way to search the web. Google Desktop extends that search capability to the files on your computer's hard drive. If you're like me, you've lost many, many of them and cannot find them again. A lot of people who've tried this are impressed, but a few are concerned that this gizmo may raise questions about privacy. Joining us from San Francisco is Slate technology writer Paul Boutin. Paul, welcome back to the program. I've seen this thing in action. I know you have too. What's your impression? How handy is it?
I think Google has done a great thing. They've taken that same interface we all know from 50 times a day of going to google.com and let you find a way to search your own computer and find your own files, email messages, instant message sessions, and everything else in that same format you know from searching the web.
Explain how it works and how do you get it? How do you switch it on? What happens?
You go to desktop.google.com. Download a program. It took me 20 seconds. And then it spends a few minutes to a few hours, depending on your computer, indexing everything on your computer's hard disk. So after that, you'll see an icon in your Windows desktop bar. And when you click on it, it pops up a page that's just the Google page, except instead of just searching the web, it also searches your own computer.
There's a little thing up there that says desktop. You click on that, and you look at your computer.
Correct. The smart thing is that the Google Desktop mixes results from your own computer and the entire internet on the same Google results page because you just think of them as the same thing of, like, what's on my computer.
And it knows that that's what you're thinking. How wonderful. It does, though, raise these questions in the minds of some people anyway, that this is potentially a dangerous invasion of privacy. What is that concern?
If you're a teenager who's been having AIM sessions that you don't want your parents to see, or if you're a husband who's been looking at pictures and files that you don't want your wife to know about, you raise the risk that one of them will walk up to your PC, type an innocent search into the Google Desktop, and see stuff that you said or looked at or downloaded months ago that are still lying around on your PC's hard drive.
Well, even more than that, maybe, is the question, what if my computer is networked to someone else's computer?
The Google Desktop does not allow people on other computers to search your computer. Your threat is that someone else will sit down at your computer and type a convenient search and see something that you forgot about from last year that's still lying around on your own disk. Google is very good about protecting your privacy from other people on the internet. But at home, you're on your own.
Okay, Paul, but even if there is some kind of a privacy risk for people, potentially, it seems like such a good idea to have this kind of search, to have this sort of power to find the things that I've lost on the computer. Are other people working on the same thing, or does this exist already in some way that I just don't know about?
Amazon is already working on it. Yahoo is working on it. There are rumors that Microsoft is working on it, and believe me, it will be built in the next version of Windows. Because if you've got stuff on your computer, you want to find it, and Google was just smart enough to figure that out first.
Paul Boutin writes about technology for Slate, which is, we should mention, owned by Microsoft. Paul, thanks for being with us again on Day to Day.
Always a pleasure, Alex.